Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost podcast, the official music podcast of the website Cerebral Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and I'm getting ready to enter a Missing the Point Completely competition. And I think I have a sure chance as long as Alex Myers doesn't enter at the last minute. Ah, son of a bitch! I can't have anything in this house. And with me, I have...
This is my current mental state. If there's something strange, and it don't look good... Who are you gonna call? The Mythbusters!
And!
If you have the runs after eating Taco Bell before the last shit happened, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry, but just can't handle shit. That's on you, not the food. And yes, all you know is about Taco Bell because diarrhea. Well, be just on you, only you. And you definitely lost that cut that found that. This lettuce actually has some, it's contaminated. We should probably not serve that shit.
Cowards, weaklings, a lot of you, your bloodlines will not survive the winter.
And at least
Taco Bell has never done me dirty like that.
Yeah, and
meanwhile, Chipotle on the other hand has.
Weakling.
So I think I made the right investment.
You're talking about Taco Bell, but Chipotle did this shit, hell, numerous times. Contaminated shit happened at Chipotle a lot. And now I get why I don't fuck with them. It's either Taco Bell or Moe's. These Moe's are let me down.
I mean, my Chipotle nearby, they've always been on the up and up, and wouldn't you know it, this whole lettuce issue ties back around to a farmer company that has had some issues before and doesn't want regulation, and look at this, what's this? A blank check and a briefcase full of unmarked bills. Okay, that'll make the problem go away. It's not going to go away. It's the same people every single time.
You think we'd learn by now?
We've learned. It's other people who haven't learned.
Not the people in charge.
We would learn to not give these companies the benefit of the doubt, like the lettuce people.
But this isn't
a lettuce podcast.
It never will be.
That would be a really weird point for a podcast. Now I'm just imagining a show. It's like imagine my ridiculous reincarnation, except coming up with different, weirdly specific podcast topics. This is a podcast about lettuce. This is a podcast about Hot Topic collectibles. This is a podcast about, I don't know. What's the most weirdly specific thing I could think of?
Combs?
How many different names are not accounted for in those special themed Coca-Cola bottles? That would be terrible. Anyway, here we are, episode 440, I believe. Yeah, I accidentally marked this as a 340, because,
Yeah, I was wondering why, was he drunk last night?
Drunk? No. I can't explain anything else, though. See, this is what happens when you're boiling in your room with no AC.
Oh.
It also explains other things, but this isn't an AC podcast. There's a weird idea for a podcast. But I'm not exactly an expert in a coil replacement. But is everyone else's week going okay at the very least?
I'm very tired. If you can tell by my brain's just not working right now. I'm very tired. I've had 6 of the longest days in a while, just with people and shit. And oh god, I'm so tired. I'm just gonna stay in bed all day tomorrow because I need it. I'm very tired, but also, I'll just mention cool things that happened. The World Cup is over. I knew Spain would win. They just kept their head down and did their job, unlike those bums from Argentina who tried to murk everybody on the other side of the pitch, including that one great psychopath who tried to throw hands with everybody at the very end of the match. Enjoy that suspension, buddy. The World Cup is over. Let's never do this again, at least without under, you know, this current administration, and So anything else? No, I'm just tired and exhausted, and I want a day where the temperature does not creep above 95 and the heat index does not creep above 100. I think we've had like 3 days in the whole month without 95 plus degree weather, and I don't like it. It's so hot. I hate it.
Yeah. God damn the fucking... I will never get... I swear to God, I am so sick of the term real feel these days. How about your real feel these nuts weather?
Yeah. Real feel these sweaty nuts. Because it's hot outside.
Remember, kids, nobody likes roasted nuts.
Or sweaty nuts, because, humidity can just... Ugh, no.
Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, this 1 week's been the same. Except, from Sunday, the Sunday before the last, I've been working, about 6 days straight. Because I figured, Mark, you need money for reasons. And I figured, well, fuck it, alright, I guess I'll go. I had the past weekend off. It's been the same. Outside being hot and all that stuff. But, I'm gonna get to the stuff that I watch. In anime season, I've been a late bloomer on things like Chainsmoker Cat and Jadagar.
That's just how I've been saying it.
Yes. And I can say those two shows got some similar things in common, but in different ways. One remind me that I should have not eaten when I was watching this.
It can be quite gross.
Taste Smoker Cat, it's gross. I get the point, though. Bitch, you look like this?
Charlie from Always Sunny was a cat girl.
Yeah. There's also the fact that, I'm glad my room is not like that. Didn't get out of smoke. And I'd like to think I keep my shit tight, at least clean enough to call it livable. And Witch Mongolia is like, okay. Alright, another good science song anime this season. Also, fucked up in a way which, again, I get was like, oh, I see what it's heading to, which, oh, shit. And in case you're wondering, why is it so late? Yeah, I watched the dub of that because I didn't mean to sort of become, I was like, oh, maybe, I'm like, oh, good, a dub. I'm like, alright, I can watch this then, even though I've been watching, you know me, I watch a whole bunch of anime this a lot. And of course, for other stuff besides anime, guess came back today. New King of the Hill, the revival, another season.
Oh yeah, I saw the first episode of that earlier. Yeah, catch up with the rest.
I'm honestly like the first two. But I think at this point it's like when it comes to revivals. I mean, I don't say this last year, but I think between the revival seasons of past shows from Fox, King of the Hill kind of hits me a lot more. It's like, okay, I'm just watching this more than Futurama, to be honest. I mean, I said it last year, but it still holds true this year. I mean, I heard that my system is like, this fits. Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, as for me, funnily enough, over the weekend, I finally did watch the most recent season of Futurama from last year, For some reason, I thought the new Futurama and King of the Hill seasons were coming out the same day, but guess Futurama's waiting until August. And, you know, I will say, best season of the Hulu revival so far. There actually are some pretty solid banger episodes from last year's batch, including one that's literally all about exploring a universe full of numbers that just exist as theoretical possibilities. And, you know, I'm a math major, so that shit is basically like porn to me. But perhaps we shouldn't blow the load on stats just yet. So, we now move on from intro formalities and whatever the fuck that segue was to, of course, the usual weekly business, starting, of course, with the new song discussion for the past week. As always, there will be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us, mark your calendars for new albums, pick up new tunes for your playlist, all of that fun jazz. So, let's start right here at the top. As we learned earlier in the year, the band The Ocean is coming out with a new album on September 25th called Solaris, and we have single number 2 here with Belligerence. And, of course, from the jump, it's a lot of very aggressive vamping with these mid-tempo chucking riffs, lots of grooving drums that eventually do build into more cinematic territories with the synths underlying the mix, the guitars having more of their intricate lead work, though. Admittedly, in this song, there are certain guitar patterns that are just kind of goofy sounding. There's just this weird atonalness to them that sounds really silly. And, of course, as the song continues to build in its cinematic nature, you do get a lot more of the, you know, vocal dynamic between Enrico Tiberi and newcomer Lane Shee to the group. And two singles in, something that's really standing out so far is the fact that Lane Shee's presence is doing a lot to really make this a distinct era slash iteration of the band, being a very interesting vocal presence, not just, you know, for her melodic interplay with everything else, but also how growly and shouty she can get alongside Enrico, sounding pretty comparable, you know, pretty comparable to his, like, very bellowing growls and such. It's an interesting dynamic. It's another solid single. Still, you know, you can still count me down for this new album.
Again, it's weird for a near 11-minute track to be considered more contemporary in style, but that's kind of what this is to me, just in a very extended and elongated form. Less post-metal and more like the stylings of Mastodon or The Sword, and I kind of like that.
Cool, cool. Now, moving on to the next track, you know, funnily enough, since we brought up Futurama earlier, as a reminder, Mike D, aka Mike D5D, is dropping a solo album on August 28th called Thank You. And we have the latest offering from the record called Crypto, which is a surprising choice of song, mainly because I'm pretty sure you're like 2 or 3 tech scams behind right now. Although, you know, maybe he's waiting to, you know, really jump ahead of the gun by, you know, surprising us with a bonus track called Quantum Computing. yeah, as soon as all this AI stuff bombs, prepare for that to be the next thing that fucking Jensen Huang is throwing billions of dollars at. By the way, who's the fucking sad asshole that paid all that money for his leather jacket? What is wrong with you? Anyway. So, production-wise, the song is kind of, you know, this low-key, synthetic sort of beat in the verses. And while it does continue through into the chorus, there is this very jangly, overdriven guitar sort of thing going on. And, of course, lyrically, at the very least, he definitely understands how crypto is 100% a fucking scam. Quote, "The only amount is just more and more. Surprises lose their shine, you need more in store. Will the bubble burst, or will you burst the bubble? These bills need paying to stay out of trouble, but nothing matters on top of the world. Dollars going up got us all in a twirl. Up in the morning, ready to capitalize. Some fool selling, and you're ready to buy." Gonna said it better myself, my dude.
Yeah, I mean, some kind of slaps, like, especially when the beat drops. That's gonna be my favorite part. It's like, okay, I am definitely bumping my head in this, and I will say, I wish, I know something called Crypto, and if it was about him saying like Crypto's for shit, but not, but that guy wish me that version where it's Crypto, but change the C to a K.
I get it. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Tanashi, where you at? Never gets old.
Right.
You can pry that joke from my cold, dead hands, just like the Coachella episode thumbnail. Wait, how long until... Oh, fuck, it's probably gonna be like another 4 or 5 months until I can use that shit again. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Tenacity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's going on, Mark?
So she has a new album, coming out titled Pop Star, out September 25th via Atlantic. Okay, I know what you're saying about that. I mean, I fucking think she left RCA. I mean, she went indie for a while, but that gets not that's going back to that. Anyway, she got to join out called Crash Out. And I say the music started this. The music started is very, you know, dancing shit to dance to, like, something you hear from, I want to say, more late tens, either way, it's like, okay, it's a shit I heard before, Basically, talking about go crazy, like, I'm about to lose it, I don't even care no more, you know, some cool shit, I'm about to lose control, I'm about to crash out every time I go outside, like, I'm about to lose it, basically, shit, like, you know, giving the man from to basically, like, you know, how to be a celebrity, the online bullshit, pressure of trying to be polite when, you know, it's hard to be polite when, you know, assholes are everywhere, like, You can be the nicest person, and they people just like a dick. Yeah, I think that's what that song said. Like, it's basically like, I hear one more fucking say some shit about me, I'm gonna crash out, basically like that. And the song just had like you know, very aggressive trap beat, which, that's what I kind of meant to say in the beginning, but yeah, like. Yeah, she's been saying, like, she don't want to be the good girl type, like, I don't want to be the nice fuck being polite, which I get, like, you be polite for so long until you're like, you know what, fuck being nice, I'm gonna kill you. Okay, not like that, but still.
That is indeed a crash out mentality. Anyway, moving on to the next track here, so... We have another single here from the upcoming Beba Doobie album Pylon, dated for September 18th. This one is called Switchblade. Anyway, between last time we talked about a single from this album and, well, now, I actually have familiarized myself with the back catalog, and I can say, well, first of all, apparently she works with the 1975 a lot more than I thought. They're label mates, apparently. Anyway, getting on to the actual point, the song itself, this is a lot softer of a track compared to Sun Is Set. The main bulk of the actual music relies on this strumming acoustic guitar and this kind of light drum rhythm with some, like, rapid cymbal rolls in there that sort of sounds like the rolls you hear in, like, a trap beat if you kind of, like, glance at it sideways. Don't ask me what that means in this context, just go with it. The more distorted guitar elements you hear are mixed a bit low compared to everything else, and they do kind of create like this very drifting, sort of hazy sonic texture when mixed in with everything else. I'm not 100% sure on the quality of the lyrics. I mean, I get the sense they're venting about, you know, having to learn to deal with, you know, anger and trust issues. But then every now and then there's a line like either seether, which is just, yeah, terrible lyric. And yes, that is because it reminds me of one of the all-time mediocre butt rock bands. I still like Sun Has Set better, but this is an okay song to kind of offset that mentality. It can't just be all hard-hitting all the time, I assume.
Well, to add along to that, Caesar was the name of a Veruca Salt song, so it could probably just be alluding to that as well. But either way, the 90s alternative vibes are strong with this one. And a little glitchy, too, in the glitched-out synthetic production and in some of the lyrics. So, not quite as good as the first track from what we heard, but it's still kind of all right.
Yeah, I'm going to go with one comment on Sugar Gun Peace says that I'm feeling some trip-hop vibes from this, and Yeah, and yeah, I can hear it. Although, to be fair, I kind of like this. I kind of like this a bit better than the other two tracks she releases. Like, maybe it's for my vibe, but it's like, I found it all right.
Interesting reactions all around. Now moving on to the next track here. So for the intersection of moshers and weebs that are out there in the audience, good news, there's a new Cold Rain album coming out this year. Bad news, the title is very dumb. So, on September 25th, you can go into your, digital marketplace of choice, or possibly even a record store that might stock Japanese metalcore albums, and purchase yourself a copy of the new Cold Rain album, Optimize Equals Opt-Demise.
What?
I mean, I get the wordplay, but I don't know about that one. But, it wouldn't be the first time something had a dumb name that was kind of cool. I mean, I'm playing through Metaphor ReFantazio right now, and that game is very strange. Good strange, but strange nonetheless. But getting back on topic, we have the latest single from the band, to coincide with this announcement, called Ex-Humanity. And have you ever heard any Cold Rain songs before, ever? Well, this is one of them. Anyway, the track's got, a lot of bouncy chug in the guitars and kind of in the kick pattern of the drums and, the pre-verses. Well, the actual verses allow a lot more of that synthetic side of their sound to kind of kick in. You hear, the pulsing synths, kind of like that more echoey tremolo thing that the guitars are doing. Can't forget about the huge breakdown as well, because, it is metalcore after all. You gotta have a breakdown in there. And you also can't forget about everyone in the music video rocking out to these breakdowns, from the schoolgirls in the pit to the chef who's making them stir-fry on stage. Because can you really play a heavy-ass breakdown without some shrimp-fried rice? Cold Rain's asking the real questions here. And stylistically, it's very typical, and even lyrically, it's kind of, about, humanity selling itself out to the plague of AI slop, which, a sentiment is appreciated, but musically overall, not exactly a top-tier banger from this particular band. Maybe they're saving that for the next single. Or season 2 of Ninja Kamui. Or if they decide to pop up miscellaneously on some other anime soundtrack. Maybe Tank Chair will have a Cold Rain OP.
Okay, so this album is going to be a continuation / sequel or whatever to the Optimized EP that came out back in October of last year. Also, I'm a year late to this piece of news, but these guys actually left Warner for Sony via Century Media. So good luck, fellas. It's a rough world out there here for metal bands nowadays. As far as the track goes, it's pretty all right. Kind of gentcore-y, but in a way that doesn't annoy me a la Bring Me the Horizon. So that's a point in the saver by default. Does not make me want to strangle Ollie Sykes for his screeching demeanor. So, points for that.
Oh, yeah, that re-release thing happened this month.
I did not listen to it. I don't care. I don't care. I did not care enough after that one thing they did in 2020 that, moving on.
Moving on indeed. So, lo and behold, for this next track, more new Carly Rae Jepsen. Her latest album, a double LP called Day and Night, is coming out September 18th, and single number 2 here is called After All. So, compared to the more, kind of rock-oriented track that we got in the previous single, this one is more of like a 70s soul type of thing, at least in terms of kind of feel the percussion, and definitely a lot of those sort of soft syncopated keyboards going on. And lyrically, the song is all about making babies. I mean, it's not exactly subtle. She's literally pregnant in the video, and the lyrics are all about, take me into the bedroom, get the atmosphere all night, and then let's just see where the night takes us. It's a really solid vibe, all things considered, and, good on her for finding a dude who can inspire that kind of vibe. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. Well, the final track here. Didn't realize Queens of the Stone Age was still going. It's like these days, I always sort of forget that they're, kind of around. you know, until the moment where we have to talk about them. So they have a new single out here. It's called Easy Street, featuring Nikki Lane, whoever that is. Now, a bit of behind-the-scenes trivia. I actually had one more song on the docket here originally. I was going to subject everyone here to the newest single and album announcement from Nickelback, but I decided to be nice to everyone because that would mean that I would have to listen to a new Nickelback single, and I'm not sure I want to put myself through that just to make sure everyone else goes through that. I am capable of some grace, after all. I'm not a complete and total monster. Just like 40% of one. But there's a small part of me getting to this point and thinking, maybe I should have left it in here for a bit of a more dynamic finale, because this song, this new Queens of the Stone Age track, Easy Street, is very, very tame. Perhaps almost too tame, to the point where it almost feels more like a, you know, Josh Homme solo track rather than anything overtly from the band themselves. It's just a lot of very laid-back acoustic strumming with very little variation. Aside from, like, the back half having this occasional, like, drifting guitar texture in the background. And to a certain extent, I can kind of see it making sense with the lyrics, which are about, you know, kind of reflecting on the chaos and downsides of your own life and learning to, ostensibly make peace with where all those ups and downs have, brought you at this point in your life. Quote, "The sound of your voice and the things that you say, just shut up and fuck me or shut up and go away. You drive me crazy for sure, but I can do that myself. Drinking won't help, but it sure blocks out the help. Don't ruin the vibe, I do that all by myself. Sorry for your loss, but you lost." And I mean, there are, you know, some interesting, decent turns of phrase in there, but overall, it's not exactly what I would call the most essential Queens of the Stone Age song out there. At the very least, without any sort of album announcement to tie this to, I'm not exactly sure what I'm supposed to think of this in the grand scheme of things.
Well, at least the video is kind of funny, with Diedrich Bader getting his head chopped off. Yeah. I honestly, I was just waiting for a build-up that never happened. This is just... this is not my thing. This is like depressed, divorced dad rock in all of the worst ways. I don't know what's going on in Josh Homme's personal life, but yeah, this is just a mood killer. Maybe he'll have some more on that new Shania Twain album he's a feature on. You never know.
Wait, really?
Yes, really.
Huh. Learn something new every day. Anyway, that about does it for the new song discussion. Now, we only really have one news topic to discuss here, and it involves everyone's favorite subject in the whole wide world, statistics! Yeah, see, that joke came back. Look, you're talking to a guy who majored in stats. It's gonna come up.
And yeah, I think we need to reel everyone in. The actual important topic, physical media.
That too. Now, just for a bit more ramping up, I only find this stuff interesting because, like, when I finally graduated, like, you know, back in 2022, my big final project was precisely about analyzing, you know, the data and trends going on in the music industry in terms of where all the sales were, where all the money was going. And there was some interesting stuff I was learning by sorting through all that. One of the more fascinating ones being kind of where physical media was, you know, in comparison to everything else, because, you know, the Nielsen and Billboard charts and all that stuff have these very individualized breakdowns. And one thing that I thought was interesting is that while it seemed like CD sales specifically were sort of trending downwards, vinyl sales were very much increasing year after year. But keep in mind, that was only back in spring of 2022. Now I'm tempted to revisit all this data because of a mid-year report courtesy of Luminate, who looked at, you know, the sales trends for the first half of the year and revealed some pretty interesting information. Specifically, during the first half of 2026, physical CD sales surged from, you know, this point last year up to 16.3 million units, or an increase of 16% from around last year, which is a lot compared to how vinyl's growth from, you know, here to this point last year was only 2.4%. So first of all, definite wins for the physical media crowd. We're seeing some gains there. And the thing is, you can tell that this is a positive because according to a lot of the analysts, a lot of this boost in sales is coming from the realm of K-pop. You know, more than likely owing to the sales of BTS's big comeback album, Arirang, which of course was going to be an event no matter what, even if apparently the album wasn't great. I didn't listen to it myself. But even taking that out, CD sales still kind of, you know, have increased by 6.7%. So, hey, still making gains. And, of course, total physical sales, you know, across various methods such as LPs, CDs, and even cassettes collectively rose by 7.8% to about 38.2 million units so far this year. Now, the cassette thing, I'm only now finding out that apparently there are companies, one in particular, Maxell, earlier this year, made a Bluetooth cassette player, which, you know, was really cool for people who like physical media, but unfortunately drive cars that do not allow for physical media. Hi, hey, I'm the problem. It's me. I miss having a CD player in my car, guys.
I miss having one that works.
I have a CD player in my car. And a dedicated iPod USB plug. So, yeah, good for me.
Yeah. So, this report also, because I was watching Fantano's video on the subject, had a lot of other interesting data points. Like, you know, rap is actually doing pretty okay, you know, compared to all the doom and gloom, oh, rap's dead and all. And apparently, rock music is doing well, but it seems like a lot of the stuff that's getting the most plays and money is older music, which, I mean, I guess makes sense. You go into any fucking bar, they're probably playing, you know, the classics like AC/DC and Guns N' Roses instead of, I don't know, Scarhaven? Could be a lot of things, but yeah, this is very interesting, not just in music, but also in light of recent other intersecting discourses about, you know, wanting to own things and physical media. Like, you know, the two obvious ones. Sony announcing that they're not going to be doing, you know, any more physical PlayStation 5 games by about 2028 or so. And whatever the hell is going on with Crunchyroll's online store, where it seems like they're disinterested in proper physical releases and making money, instead wanting to turn their storefront into a crappy version of Costco, except one that doesn't even have the courtesy of the $1.50 hot dog combo.
Because they just give us free food, we ship some free food, or some shit like that. But no, my night of, like, give out shit, considering the fact that, I don't know the fact that, but take a look at the shit you cut.
There will be a larger discussion on that later, elsewhere. Speaking as somebody who is a physical media hoarder, in the most complimentary of terms, I can tell you a few reasons why sales are seem to grow more and more year over year. Number one, have you seen the prices of all these big online streaming platforms? They keep going up for no real reason. Everybody just says, oh, well, you know, it's tough out there. You know, we got to be competitive, which is why you're raising prices against your competition, not the other way around. Has everybody forgotten the basic fundamentals of business economics? I haven't. This doesn't make sense. Ergo, instead of paying, say, $12 to Spotify, you could spend $12 on a CD or $25 on a vinyl record. You have something tangible that you can put into, you know, your computer. You have a disc drive or a DVD player or a CD player or whatever you have. I have a gigantic hi-fi rig, so, you know, I'm set. So yeah, that's the other thing. Tangibility, the approach of having something physical in your hands at all times. And I say this as somebody who often goes to, you know, used places and buys a whole bunch of CDs. In fact, what did I get recently? I got Britney Spears, Baby One More Time, Gloria Estefan, Into the Light, and for some reason I have a copy of Radiohead's The Bends. Maybe I think it was just like $4 or something. I don't know. Tying back around to the album roundup, I have here the chart entries for that big old fancy Metallica Reload re-release and box set. Number 1, hard rock albums. Number 3, rock albums. Number 4, rock alternative albums. Number 7, indie store album sales and re-entries. Number 9, top album sales. Number 7, vinyl albums. And number 16 on the Billboard 200. Most of those are based on actual physical sales. Because people like having cool stuff. And also old stuff. Because old stuff is cool and actually has worth and value compared to the 6,000 albums that get released every single week nowadays. 5,000 of which are AI generated because the world is terrible.
Soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Combination of people getting kind of tired and disillusioned of, you know, Spotify and the lot continuing to suck, plus the want to actually hold something physical and tangible that they can say that they own and that companies won't take away. Black Lagoon. Yeah, I get why people are wanting to go back to a simpler time, if a bit, quote-unquote, inconvenient time, because, you know, putting a CD in a disc tray is just so inconvenient, guys. As far as cassettes go, honestly, that's just more of a novelty, considering there's no real noise reduction processes in any magnetic tape anymore. Nobody does that, so it's just... I don't know. Maybe they found a way to do it without having to pay royalties to Dolby, but... yeah, that's more of a novelty. That being said, when is the minidisc comeback going to happen? That was a Sony proprietary thing. That's not going to happen. Reel to reel, anyone?
Where there's a will, there's a way. And, you know, it is really encouraging to see, like, the physical collection market, at least in the music world, gain ground, because the kids... they're not that stupid. They can tell when they're getting screwed by corporations, and they'll do what they can and what they must to avoid, you know, the more predatory practices of the streaming industry. So if that means having actual CDs on their shelf, regardless of whether or not they own a quote-unquote CD player, then so be it. Although this does remind me, I gotta see, do they make, like, okay, if they say there's such a thing as a Bluetooth cassette player, do they make, like, something I could, like, plug into my car that can actually play CDs if it doesn't natively have a CD drive? I just want to be able to listen to my CDs in the car again.
Well, you can get a CD player from eBay or an old used tech store and just get an aux cable and just plug it in.
You know what? There's an idea. Sounds like I have some homework to take care of. But, yeah, we obviously here never stop believing in CDs, so, woo! Let's see how this continues on through the end of 2026. But that basically takes care of, you know, the news topics proper. And so now we have one last thing we gotta run down here before the sign-off, and that is the new album releases for the week of July 24th, 2026. First up, from Combi Christ, we have a new album, The Venom in the Mouth of God. We have Jinx, the latest album from fucking Water Parks. From Cypress Hill, we apparently have their first album entirely in Spanish with Dios Bendiga. From Rico Nasty, we have her new album RX. From Willow, we have The Thread. From Brantley Gilbert, we have Sins of the Father. From Shania Twain, hey, callback. Little Miss Twain, and of course last but definitely not least, the newest studio album from Charlie XCX with Music, Fashion, Film. Anyway, now it's time to clean house and get the hell out of here. Alex, you know where to find him. His ads and stuff are, of course, in the description, so you can just read down there. Mark, what about you?
Of course, you can find me on Blue Sky and Metal Media and on site by the Hybrid One at thehybridonedevelopers.com. Yeah, that's it.
Fair enough. As for me, you can find me on Blue Sky, Instagram, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me, robert@superresolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday, usually. Be sure to follow the website on Blue Sky at surrealresolution.bluesky.social. Of course, the actual URL, surrealresolution.com, for written articles, this podcast, Podcast O&A, where the physical media discussions will surely continue, all of that good stuff. And, of course, be sure to find the link to the Discord and stuff as well, so you can jump in and converse about all sorts of things. And, of course, as always, thank you for tuning in this week. We'll, of course, try to be back next week with more of the usual weekly business. So, until next time, congratulations to the winner of the 2026 Tumblr Sexy Man competition, who is none other than the wacky sentient TV man with deep-seated insecurities and abandonment issues. No, not that one, the other one. No, not the... You know what I mean!